It's like the Atari Bible. Okay. It's leather bound. It holds $4.
That's so fantastic.
Luckily, I had 8 games that I had doubles of, so they fit perfectly in here. I just slapped it on my shelf.
Tom Hall's wondering if it's an Apple Bandai Pippin.
No, it's not. It's the Atari Bible.
Welcome to episode 36 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I had a really weird dream last night, just so you know, and I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I was in Eric Bailey's weird dream.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I wish I was in that dream.
It's good stuff. So that's cool. I can't even pick on your guys' intros. Y'all just leaped on my little bandwagon.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's a fun bandwagon. Why is it always bandwagon? Like, is that really a kind of wagon? Like, where'd that term come from?
Just
thinking out loud here, of course.
Bandwagon. I'll look it up.
All right, cool. How you doing, Hunter? Perfect.
Did he actually say something?
No, he just hung himself.
Oh, good. Good, because I couldn't hear anything he said then.
Yeah, it's hard to talk when you're strangling yourself with a rope. Yeah. Just gonna go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah, you know.
Any luck on the bandwagon research?
It's a literal bandwagon. That's where it drives from.
Hmm.
That's a wagon that carries a band.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you like the band, you hop on the wagon.
It originates from American politics when a famous and popular circus clown used his bandwagon and its music to gain attention for his political campaign appearances.
Well, okay then. Hunter is telling us that he can't hear what we're saying. I think he might be pulling our leg, Jason, but...
I don't know, because I can't hear him. I can hear you.
I don't think he said anything yet, though. I think he's screwing with us.
What a dick. Wait, I'll get him to talk.
Yeah, what can we do?
The Apple Bandai Pippin was a better Dreamcast than the Dreamcast could ever dream to dream.
Watching his reaction.
I didn't even get a reaction out of him.
Pooped on a Sega Genesis last night.
You mean the poop was a Sega Genesis?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did hear it.
Hey! We got a reaction!
Oh, he quit. Oh, he actually can't hear.
But then he actually literally left.
So, to the 7 people watching... This is awkward.
Hey!
How's it going? Hey! You can hear it now? So you missed all the Sega stuff?
What?
Excellent.
Man.
We're good. We're
Best
good.
Technical mishap of all time.
Son of a bitch.
What? Have fun editing this episode, Hunter.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to. All right. What were we saying?
Apparently, no one could hear you.
I wasn't saying anything. I couldn't hear you guys.
Oh. Neither could the audience. I'm looking at our chat right now.
Nobody wants to hear me anyway.
Nah,
I honestly thought you were just screwing around, so.
Yeah, because that's what I do.
Never.
Anywho.
You guys
were we?
Old video games lately? Or
hey! What? Yeah!
Cool, what'd you play?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh. Nice.
Ooh.
Did you get that on Steam?
No, I bought the real thing.
That doesn't make sense.
I bought the real thing on the Xbox. I went to about 6 different stores, paid about $15. So this game got something like 39 Best Game of the Year awards.
Yeah. You say that with it's not that good.
So,
is that where you're going?
Well, okay. So I don't do very well with these games, especially the 3D running around kind of a thing. I get lost very easily. And it doesn't help when the person that you're supposed to talk to continue the adventure is mad at you and tells you to go away. So I walk into a cantina after I crash land on this planet. It's at the very beginning of the game. And I walk up and this girl's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You don't look like you're Sith or whatever's going on. And I'm like, and you get choices, which is kind of neat. So I was like, no. And we start chit-chatting. Then she gets pissed at me and tells me to go away. So I go away. And I start talking to everybody else in the cantina. And they're all like, I don't want to talk to you. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like running around for 45 minutes trying to figure out what's going on. Only to find out I have to go talk to the girl again. And then she's like, you know what? You're okay. You want to come back to my pad? And I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
I don't remember having this issue. The three times I played through it.
As unfun as that sounds, I feel like it should be an instinct to talk to everyone twice, just as a natural completionist who wants to know all of a game script.
Why?
Wants to hear every single... just to experience the whole game. Like, if you love games, you want as much of the menu as possible.
Well, maybe I'm stuck in the old fashion of usually people only have one thing to say.
But they don't.
I mean, I like the game mechanic. I'm a big D&D fan, so, like, I understand all the pluses and minuses, and, you know, the inventory setup wasn't an issue, but why does somebody have to get mad at me, and then I have to go back and talk to them again? I don't get it.
Were you being a dick?
There was no way to be nice. She gets mad at you regardless.
There was no way to be nice.
That was the thing. It's like, if you get three selections, if you select the first one, which is a nice thing to say, she just compliments you and thanks you for the compliment. The second one is kind of like a, you know, I don't care either way, sort of mediocre. And then the third one's an insult. She reacts the same way to all three of them. So it doesn't matter, because, like, I stopped the game and thought, well, I don't know what I did. I'll just come back later. And I came back later and the same three options were there because I guess it didn't save. So I was like, oh, I'll go for option B this time. And it was the exact same result. She got mad at me, and I'm like, this game blows. Like, I can't do this anymore. Unbelievable.
If it makes you feel any better, I, too, had some old-school gaming frustration this week. I went back and fired up some Super Mario Brothers on the NES.
Nice.
I can get super sappy. You guys know me. I'm a Nintendo fanboy, whatever. It's always a really nostalgic, sentimental thing for me. Like, I love just the first sound effect when you jump up and get that first mushroom. The point is, found out I was really rusty. Like, I died on level 1-1. I fell in a hole. I was like, wow. What?
That's awesome.
Between those two things, I don't know what's worse.
Right? It was bad. I need some practice. I used to be able to beat it in under 6 minutes. Those days are long gone, apparently. Now it's not so hot.
Whoa. Let's keep the slapping down to a minimum.
Whoa. Heck, if I played... Oh, I bought a System Shock 2.
Oh, there you go.
It finally came out on Steam. It's been on Good Old Games for a while, but seeing as my entire game collection seems to be on Steam, bought it. I think it's on sale for $7 right now. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm guessing you bought it on Steam from the sounds of it.
No, I bought it on Steam. But it's good. If you like the Bioshock or Deus Ex series, I'd recommend it.
I don't know what any of that means.
If you like games, I would recommend it.
There you go. If you like digital entertainment. If you like having fun.
Yes. It's like... a game for you, then.
Tailor-made. Just for you.
So what was all the Sega stuff? I don't want to go back and listen to it. I just...
No, honestly,
give me a quick rundown.
Okay, real quick. Our theory was, at least I thought you were just screwing with us and you really could hear us. You were acting like you couldn't. So me and Jason said, let's try and say something to provoke a reaction. So we said a couple very anti-Sega things.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to hear these later and I don't want
to. You don't want to.
Yeah, just
you'll
skip
just
that
get
part.
Angry.
Yeah.
Whatever, dudes.
We've already had you quit the show one too many times already. Yeah, you, well, remember that time you quit and you walked out in the middle of it?
No idea. What?
Okay, fine.
No idea.
If you don't remember, we will...
I don't even know who you people
collectively
are.
Collectively dismiss it. Okay. You're a tool sometimes, Hunter.
Like a hammer?
Lovely.
Can I be a bag of hammers?
Yeah, you can be. You can be a bag of hammers. Have you guys ever played Super Mario RPG? and when you first meet Mallow in Mushroom Kingdom,
yeah.
And he starts crying so hard it's raining.
Right.
Normally, you talk to him again to get him to stop crying. See, Hunter, you can learn a lesson. Sometimes you have to talk to someone more than once.
I knew that.
But if instead of talking to him again right away, you go around and talk to everybody, they all have unique speech while it's raining. And my favorite is if you go into the shop. The shopkeeper says, "Boy, it's raining hammer handles and pitchforks out there. How can I help you?"
Hammer handles and pitchforks.
Pitchforks.
It's what the man says.
Oh, well, that's a prelude. That's a little, yeah, because when he, it's like way, way farther into the game. Nuts. It's the forest level where you fight the crazy,
Yeah, you get Geno and then you fight Boyer.
Yeah.
Or Boyer.
Yeah, I mean, what,
that guy, yeah.
I mean, it was arrows, but I mean, they were flying from the sky. Yeah. Could be a little, little morsel there.
Shopkeepers, a profit.
Little morsel.
Little morsel. Bloop, 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 bloop.
I'm squishing my own head.
Crushing your head.
Crushing your head.
Now feel sorry for the audio only.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They have no idea what we're doing
about
right
that.
Now.
They'll get over it.
That's true. They will. I get emails occasionally now from people who listen to the audio, and then if they feel like they're missing anything, they'll watch the video. It's like they do the whole episode twice.
That's awesome.
So yeah, thanks, super listeners. That's a little
thanks
insane.
For being dedicated.
I would never ask you to do that, but that's really cool, so thanks.
No, wouldn't happen.
I'll try to insult you a little less.
Ooh.
I'll try.
Big Apple! 3 a.m.
No, we really do like our listeners. In fact, we have a listener email discussion question if you guys are ready for
it.
Holy crap. Goes like this from an old friend. May I address you, dear Podcastle hosts? Up till now, I've been satisfied with your variety show. Rather, more than satisfied, actually. Impressed. Decent retro gaming entertainment is hard to find. Excelling in such a field is almost impossible. Recently, though, I have become disgruntled. Throughout all your podcasts, or at least to ones I can recall, which is through episode 30 right now, I have been absent from your end shoutouts, and I am personally offended, especially since I lent Bailey my left kidney for the operation. Now I must ask you, while you still have time to live, what Mega Man game is the best among the amazing Podcastle hosts and Jason? Daniel Lamplin.
Ouch.
Hey, it's better you than me, man. Usually I'm the one who gets
that's
these
true.
Amazing that's podcast right. host and Hunter.
And or, Hunter.
It's like, what? So what's...
Where's my hate mail?
What's... What? Why is he mad again?
He lent you the kidney?
So like he wants it back?
The way he phrased it was really misleading. It's not like I needed it to, like, for a life-saving operation. I just needed a spare one for an experiment. I never asked him for his.
Like as a friend? Using it. As a friend?
Yeah. It was kind of awkward, to be honest.
I do that.
You know, yeah. Well, thanks, Hunter. So, but it is kind of weird, though, how he feels entitled to a shout-out. Like, he's upset because he's never gotten one. I mean, does that mean everyone in the world, except for those few that we have shouted out, should be pissed at us because we never shouted? That doesn't make any sense on any level.
Well, the only person that got mad at me for not shouting him out was my brother, and I did that a couple of times, so...
Yeah.
But then you shouted him out, right?
Yeah, like forever ago. He's content with things.
Maybe that's why he's angry. You've set precedent by having your brother get angry at you, and that resulting in an actual shout-out.
Yeah, sure.
I see. When people get angry at us, we shout them out.
So I guess here's the real question, though. Bailey, do you even really know this guy? I mean, let's be honest here. Be frank.
I don't know him well enough to take any other organs from him. I'll put it that way. But he did write an excellent special guest feature on OneMoreCastle.com, Kineticism in Gaming. Excellent stuff. Quick, best Mega Man game, go.
Mega Man 2.
Battle Network.
Battle Network? Have you ever played a Mega Man game?
No.
That's the only Mega Man game I've ever gotten into, the Battle Network series.
Jeez, I'm fricker. That doesn't make
sense. Did I make Bailey leave? He actually left.
This is the only acceptable answer. This is platforming masterpiece. This is one of the greatest human experiences ever crafted.
I can see the argument for Mega Man 3. It's not an argument that I like. Like, me and Victor at the official video game hardcore, we argue about what the best Mega Man is all the time. He goes for 3, I go for 2. And he makes a very, very good point about why 3 is better than 2, because technically there are things that are in 2 that are in 3. You know, like some of the bosses and stuff, which is kind of neat, because you get to replay that even with like the new mechanics and stuff. But the only thing I could say about Mega Man 2 is my Mega Man doesn't slide. Doesn't slide.
Yeah, it's really all about whether you like the slide or not. If you like sliding, Mega Man 3. If you don't, Mega Man 2. I like sliding, but I do feel it's a little... cheap is not the right word, but it's one of those strange mechanics where I question what it really adds. You start to see like the forced level design, where like there's a thin passageway just because you can slide now, whereas Mega Man 2... was designed so well around what Mega Man was in its purest form.
See, to me, it's kind of like the double jump. The double jump is one of the worst mechanics ever made, especially in like side-scrolling platformers, because it makes the level design kind of lazy. It's like, wow, I really need to get the guy over here. Well, I'll just make it a double jump.
Yeah. I would say even the only exception is if you gain the double jump later to be able to access new areas. Like if Mega Man 3, like if you could earn the slide halfway through, or... but knowing how state select works, it's just hard to do well. I agree. Double jump is a lazy thing.
And I think the slide's the same. You know, it's especially in that aspect. It's exactly what you said. It's just like you're going through the game. You never use it for any other reason rather than because it's making you use it. You know, like, because I brought up, let's see, it wasn't last week, I think it was the week before, I was talking about the dash and how the dash was used to be offensive and defensive, where, you know, I guess maybe they intended the slide to be like that, but it was just something that they're like, well, we can make Mega Man do this, so now he can do pirouettes and flip backwards. Doesn't change anything, but we can do it because we're Capcom.
We're Capcom. Oh, man. So, yeah, Mega Man 2 gets my vote, but I'd love to hear Jason explain Battle Network further if you can. I'd love to hear.
as I've said, I'm not a huge fan of platformers, so automatically going into Mega Man games, can't really get into them. Mm. I am, however, a huge fan of strategy games.
Okay.
And it is a battle strategy game. So it's unfortunate that's the only Mega Man series I've gotten into. I think I beat 2 or 3 of them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sorry.
No, there's nothing fair about that. Are you kidding me?
It's nothing. It's not the answer you're looking for, but it's the answer you're getting.
Not the answers you're looking for.
It's kind of fair. I mean, we each got to say what we said. He got to say his. I didn't say he was, like, correct or smart. I just said it was fair.
Ouch. Ouch.
Duly noted, Bailey. Duly
we
noted.
We all had an opportunity to say something. We all said something. Judge for yourself whether what the something was said was worth saying. You know?
Yep. I'm still very upset with you, Jason.
I'm sorry. Don't listen to the Sega comments later, then.
Yeah, ooh.
I'm going to have
to,
though.
You probably did it twice as nasty as I did.
No, you won't. It's
no, it's all going to stay. Technical difficulties happen on podcasts. I'm not going to edit them out.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. See how upset I get. We'll see.
You'll have to see what it is.
If it's anything pertaining to the Dreamcast being Apple Bandai Pippin equivalent, we are in a lot of trouble.
You should not listen then. Let's just say I furthered that even more.
Well, we always need a beginning for the show, I guess.
That's true.
That's true. I think we've gotten to the point where we all know each other a little too well. It's truly starting to get interesting. Hunter is able to predict what Jason is going to say.
I love Sega.
Me in this Sega.
Don't.
I do. It's
the Sega.
So great. Sega.
Well, thanks, Daniel, for writing in. I mean,
now don't say his name.
Don't you shout him out.
Don't reward that behavior.
That's a good parenting lesson, but he's not my child. He's just some listener, you know.
Is it maybe different? Unbeknownst to you, he is your child.
Okay. And on that awkward note, let's take a music break. Tetris Game Boy A theme by The Greatest Bits, a pleasant remix arrangement. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce it, explain what we picked, and then we're going to just argue about who picked the best game. The most fun part, though, is that you, the listener, get to vote in a poll on the podcast page. If you're watching this on Wednesday or Thursday, Wednesday tonight, normally it's Thursday, I should have just not bothered saying that part.
Yep.
The poll goes up on Monday with the podcast page. And the winner from 2 episodes ago, we had no theme. And do you guys remember this? Jason, remember what game you picked?
I picked Lego.
Yeah, totally Jason Lamb with Lego Island.
That was the winner?
Beat Atomic Bomberman and Time Killers, 14-11-9.
Wow.
I'm amazing.
So that streak really continues.
Something. It does.
That certain streak.
Yes, kudos to totally Jason Lamb.
Wow.
And his wicked facial hair.
It was really bad.
Should I say?
It was really
not
bad.
Facial hair?
Oh, man.
It was around his... Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, that's some bad hair.
Tonight's theme is interesting. tonight we are doing baseball games. So these are sports video games covering the American pastime of baseball. I assume my comrades have their picks ready. I have mine, so Jason, whenever you're ready to time me up.
Would you like a minute on the clock?
Bring it on.
All right, you may begin.
Tonight, I went with a choice that seemed obvious in my mind as a sentimental favorite of myself and many other old school gamers. It's a 1991 release on the NES from Konami, Base Wars. Aww, yeah. This game had everything. It was made by Konami, so you know it had sweet sound effects, character animations, but it had crazy stuff too. You could fight on the base paths and switch to a battle screen for close plays at the plate. You could kill the person on base to get it. If you played the season mode, I mean, you're playing with robots, keep in mind, so the game's already 10,000 times cooler than anything else, if we know anything from One More Podcastle. You could upgrade your players, like buy them parts to make them stronger and faster. Oh, amazing stuff. And of all the games in history, very few actually have tank legs. Base Wars is one of them.
That's your time.
Nice.
Yes.
Are you ready, Hunter?
No.
Okay. I'll just wait.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. You may begin.
Alrighty, my pick for this week's Retro Showdown is Little League Baseball Champion Series, released on the NES by SNK. In LLB, you can choose between 16 different teams spanning all across the world, from New York to Japan, to battle it out on the diamond. By traditional Little League standards, you play 6 innings. Extra innings if the game is tied. There is an exhibition mode, as well as a champion mode that plays through all of the teams in a round robin style tournament. It's a fun baseball game released in 1990 for all ages. Little League Baseball.
All right. I guess I'll begin. My choice this week is the 1989 TurboGrafx-16 game World Class Baseball. Featuring 12 teams, you can face off in 8 different game modes. This TurboGrafx-16 exclusive is also the only baseball game for the TurboGrafx-16, allowing you to control teams such as the Tokyo Ninjas, the New York Apples, and the Paris Fries. You can face off against the computer in a pennant series, against a friend, or you can even just set watch mode to watch the AI face off against each other for compelling AI baseball games. Not only is this game beautiful, it features a very catchy soundtrack and is a must for this week's Retro Showdown.
Okay, the term compelling AI baseball game is an oxymoron.
A little bit.
Nobody played watch mode.
But it was there.
Well, I'll tell you what, because... Well, I'll say this, because my games got watch mode as well when you're playing for the tourney. But at the time, I can't see anybody who'd watch it. But now, I mean, watching people play video games is like the big thing. I mean, you got Twitch TV and you've got, really.
Our games are ahead of their time.
I mean, it's something that Madden does every year before the draft. They... Or before the Super Bowl, they play at a computer-driven Super Bowl game to see who wins. And, I mean, Vegas even has bets on it of who's going to win a computer-driven game. So, I mean,
that's a real simulation right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say back then it was a big deal, but now I think it's a huge deal. I mean, World Class Baseball only has 12 teams, and an NES game has... 16. It's a little odd, but whatever.
Yeah, it's just, you just have the Paris Fries.
Yeah, they're not even real teams.
That's why they're awesome. Or the Moscow Bears or the Peking Ducks.
They're cultural stereotypes.
Wait,
like, your game's actually
the Peking
offensive.
Ducks?
The Bangkok Buddhas, Sydney Sharks, London Lords, Chicago Winds.
Yeah, those are.
See,
it's
those
amazing.
Are horrible. Those are bad, Jason. Like, that's not to be.
No, they're great.
That's a very racist baseball game that you have, Jason.
It's not. It's a very good baseball game.
I mean, I can make up things too, but.
Okay, so Hunter, yeah. Yours is 6-inning games.
Yeah, it's Little League Baseball rules. Little League Baseball rules, it's only 6 innings, unless if it's tied, then it goes into extra innings, but...
Okay, because in Base Wars, you can choose the number of innings you play. You can do 9 innings, you can do 6, you can even do 1 if you want, anywhere between 1 and 9. You can,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, why would you do that? That seems like a useless feature. Just pick one.
Are you guys seriously doing this right now?
Why would I want to play 1 inning of baseball?
You want to play a really short game. You want to set a world record. You want to do a speed run. You want to play with a friend, do a crazy mode. You want to see how big of a blowout you can do in a single inning. I just literally listed 5 reasons you would want to right there without thinking about it.
None of those reasons appeal to me.
If I want to do any of that, I'm going to play a real
strange.
Baseball game.
Yeah.
Guys, anytime you have more customization, that's better. Like, that is a good thing to be able to choose that.
Yeah.
Can yours even be considered a baseball game?
Yes.
Well,
They use guns and laser swords.
Yeah, because that's suitable for all ages.
But yeah. They use them to play baseball.
That doesn't make sense.
And it's like the. Have you, Jason, have you played this game? Just be honest.
I've played like maybe 5 minutes.
The battle scenes are the worst spot, the worst aspect of the entire game.
Oh, listeners, are you hearing this? I know you all love Base Wars. I know it's a much beloved game for.
Wow,
good reasons.
I'm watching a video.
Just keep in mind what's being said here. This is really surprising to me.
Wait, who developed yours?
Mine? Konami.
Konami?
Yes.
Why would Konami? Wait, it was actually developed by Ultra Games.
Which is a label Konami used to develop additional games and publish them, because at the time, Nintendo had a rule where a publisher could only come out with 5 games a year. They wanted to do more, so they made this little shell corporation called Ultra.
Sounds like you're just making excuses.
So they make such classics as Star Trek 25th Anniversary Edition?
I didn't say all their games were great.
Yes, the bell.
The bell.
It's not. You guys suck. You guys are dumb.
No, your game sucks.
All I'm saying is, like, the battles was a neat idea. The battles was a neat idea, but the problem is that it wasn't created correctly. Like, if you don't have a certain player in the battle, you're automatically going to lose. It's too one-sided. Yeah. Yep. Just got real.
Have you ever actually played it and gotten competitive at it and gone through a season and figured out which ones are better at battling? And
yeah.
Or do you think it's always one-sided?
It's always one-sided. Every single time. It's one-sided. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's a flip of the coin.
It's not a flip of the coin.
Yes, it is.
You control your...
I can control the lemmings, too. But I can, they could just die if they want to.
You can't control the lemmings. You can't.
Sure you can. I can make them dig. I can make them build things. I can make them explode.
You're just giving them an order and they're doing it. You're not controlling them. That's a different.
I understand.
Welcome
that
to video games.
Legs.
True. Speaking of welcome to video games, what's up with Jason asking me? That doesn't make any sense. What video game makes sense? The reason you play video games is because you can eat a mushroom and get twice as big. That doesn't make any sense.
Wait. We are discussing
escapism.
Baseball games this week, right?
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, and
not
mine.
Not anymore.
My baseball game is the most fantastical and ridiculous of the baseball games here.
Because it's not a
surely
baseball
you
game.
Agree.
That doesn't make it good, though. That doesn't make it good.
If I wanted to play
a
robot fighting game, I would buy a robot fighting game and not have to go through a half-ass baseball game to get there.
I am not saying that alone makes it good. It is a good baseball game that happens to have robots and other options in it.
You know what is a great baseball game? Baseball 2020. What? That was a good baseball game. That game actually made
sense. RBI Baseball. Baseball Stars is good.
Super Baseball 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks way better than Base Wars.
Yeah, because there's not that crappy battle mechanic in it.
Who gets to talk about the way baseball games look? Jason, yours does not look good.
No, yeah, Jason, yours looks terrible. Yours. It looks terrible.
Are we talking graphically?
Yeah, I am.
No, I'm talking spiritually.
Spiritually, your game looks like...
looks like crap.
Looks like crap. Soul crap.
Soul crap.
There's your episode title.
And I'm even trying to be nice, because it came out in, what was it, 1988?
Yeah.
Okay, like, that was forever ago. Hunter, that was forever ago. 89. Was it 89?
That's what he said anyway. He could be lying. I don't know. I trusted him. Maybe I shouldn't anymore with all the stupid stuff he's saying.
Yeah, no, it says 89. Hudson Soft. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand how my 1988-89 baseball game has texture on the grass. And when I jump over to Little League Baseball and Base Wars, it's just a green abyss. Even in the battle scenes of Base Wars, it's literally just... yeah, literally. I used it again.
Okay.
You're just having a blank green background.
Take it from an American. Even real life baseball fields are often just one shade of green the whole time.
Well, yeah.
They're not supposed to have texture. The ideal baseball field.
Why is, when you go out into the field, it's a complete overhead? Like a straight bird's eye. That is so annoying. No other baseball game does that.
Well, that's a good question.
In my game?
Yeah.
Like, you see the top of the baseball. Like, that's really weird.
It's like world-class baseball Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It's more like world-ass baseball.
It's as if the ball's
baseball.
Almost going out of the park.
Oh, yeah? Because I can see the depth of when the ball's going to drop from a pop fly when I have a bird's-eye view looking straight down on everything.
Yeah. There's a shadow.
Does the shadow get bigger?
Drop your fly,
it does.
Your balls
the baseball
drop.
Actually has a
did
shadow.
Did you say that?
Pop fly. Pop.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this music's awful.
It's a baseball term. Pop fly.
I'm not seeing it, man. I am not seeing it.
Your game looks like crap, Jason.
Whoa, you didn't bring a baseball game. You have no argument. This is just between Hunter and I now.
Okay, here we go. So
fine.
Jason,
I'll kick back.
Just so you know, yes. Little League Baseball does have a Canadian team.
Nice.
They are known as the Canadian team. It's not a made-up team, unless if Canada is made up.
What, they're literally just the Canadian team?
Yeah. They're the team from Canada.
Canada.
The team from Canada.
Nice.
Yep. One other thing I really like about my game, I can't really remember, I have no idea about your game, Jason, because I don't think anybody in the world's ever played it. But I can't remember. I can't remember from Base Wars. So, Bailey, maybe you can help me. Is there a bunt button?
What's up? Well, it's not a button, but traditionally in old-school baseball games, you would just stop mid-swing.
Yeah.
And as your bat stayed there, the ball would just bounce off of it.
See, that's one of the things that drive me towards Little League, because there's actually a bunt button. So you can actually control the bunt, and you can, you know,
if you're any
not
good,
that...
you can control your button any baseball game.
No, any new game,
yes.
Any new baseball game has a bunt button.
Oh, yeah, okay, all the new games are better, you're right.
Well, no, I'm just, they're more...
Tecmo Super Bowl.
They learn from past mistakes,
Madden,
i.e. your 2K16. Game. That's why no other baseball game has a battle mode in it.
Yeah, if I wanted a battle mode, I'd play a hockey game.
People love my game! What? It's a good game, guys, you guys suck.
You're grasping at straws.
What?
I don't know. I miss
grasping
that part.
At straws.
Straws. You're. Why are you grabbing at straws?
At least I didn't pick world-ass baseball.
Whoa.
It's pretty bad, Jason.
You can bunt.
It's really bad.
There's a bunt button.
I can bunt, too.
You can set your lineup if you want.
My game has robots and tank legs.
That's not enough for
auto,
a baseball game.
One more castle win right there.
Pretty much, yeah. There's no way coming back from that, so.
Yeah.
All I can say is that practically every Major League Baseball player went through Little League.
I played T-ball.
There you go.
For a year.
I've never actually been a robot, so you got me there, Hunter. Fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right. You think these robots went through Little League? No.
They just rolled that's off right. An assembly line.
Yeah. And they were like, you play baseball.
Okay.
Upsetting. Very upsetting.
You're upsetting. I'm going to talk about Jimmy Neutron again.
Oh. Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't. No. No.
Did you play
Jimmy Neutron Attack? No, I haven't played it yet. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Like, did you get it from free, or was it like a charity event?
I did, yeah. Someone just gave it to me. I was like, oh, thanks, cool. I like getting free stuff. Free stuff is great.
Oh, yeah, free stuff is awesome.
Unless Let's read Space Wars. From the interface. In this game, it's called the Inventorface. From building a rocket ship to scooping up exotic comic... I can't do this.
All right, so that's how this show works now. The second that Bailey starts talking about Jimmy Neutron, it's over. Let's just end it. It's over.
That's it.
It's been great, podcast. Guys. I've had fun.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep. It's all
we're
good
done.
Times.
No more podcast.
Do our closing comment.
We've got to end it somehow.
Hunter, what's your closing comment?
My closing argument is Little League Baseball is a fun... baseball game that represents many countries and states in the world that you can play as. And there's a bunt button.
Can I ask a quick question?
No.
It's a good question.
Is it?
Is it?
Like your pick?
You know what? Fine. Never mind.
No. Oh, gosh. Go ahead.
No.
No, please. No, I'm begging you, Bailey. Cool. Nope. I am begging you. Nope. Don't make me get on my virtual knees. Don't make me get on my tank legs and beg you.
Only one of us brought a game with tank legs. Just want to point that out.
It's true.
Jason, what are your closing arguments?
Closing
for your
arguments.
Stupid looking game.
Like Hunter, my game is a baseball game. It also features a bunt button.
I didn't mean that second
it
one.
It has. Sorry. That's all right. I'll
yes,
take a bonus.
Did.
No, I didn't.
And while allowing fictional teams, they are based on countries. It does have a boss team at the end.
What?
The Turbo Tigers.
The Turbo Tigers. Jeez.
Wait.
The Turbo Tigers.
Yes, the Turbo Tigers. Or the Hudson Bees in Japan.
Wow.
And it's just fantastic, unlike a certain crappy game that Bailey brought.
Okay.
How about you, Bailey? How would you like to recover from the atrocity that was your presentation?
Wow, okay. Well, here's my closing argument. My game doesn't have offensive cultural stereotyping, but it does have robots and tank legs.
It doesn't
And
have...
it's a baseball game. Play ball.
How could it stereotype without humans?
It's a good question.
That is a pretty good
Think
question.
About it.
That's a good question. Well, I guess if it has a type of stereo, like the robots have dual audio, it's a stereotype. Now who's grasping for straws?
You going to ask your question to me or not?
This guy. No, I'm not!
All right, don't get mad.
Don't be mad at us for your pick.
You're the guy who's saying, like, not a baseball game.
I don't know who's going to be angrier.
Rear.
Like, angrier. I'm not sure who's angrier. You for your pick or Hunter later once he sees those Sega comments?
I'm going with Hunter. Uh-huh. Here. Because here's the thing. During the Retro Showdown, we're supposed to make fun of each other's picks, so fine, fair game. But ripping on Sega, we didn't need to do that. That was just for fun.
Yeah, that was just for fun. You guys are complete assholes.
It's all right. Sega does it to themselves these days.
These days, I agree. I agree. But yeah, did that you just see the new news about Nintendo? About them starting to taking down YouTube videos?
Yeah.
What?
No, they're not taking them down. They're claiming them and putting ads in front of them.
Well, whatever. It's all BS.
That's goodwill for your customers.
Yeah.
For your dedicated customers.
Isn't this supposed to be the year of Luigi? Is that right? It's supposed to be.
Yeah. That was a great marketing move.
Yeah. Which basically meant, okay, let's all spend $5 a piece. We buy these crappy Luigi hats. And then we just say we got a bunch of Luigi stuff coming out. They'll never know.
It's all right. Nintendo's the new Sega.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's getting bad, man. It's getting really bad.
All right. Well, we've made fun of Sega. We've made fun of Nintendo. Shall we make fun of PC gaming?
You can't. It's booming.
It is booming, but...
But?
Yep.
Hunter,
I'm sorry.
Help me out.
This is... I just downloaded a game today.
Yep. I'm going to guess what it is.
Okay, go ahead and guess. Wrong.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
SOB. Quit reading my tweets. Anyway, this is the first time
quit
that I've actually...
my tweets. How do you use Twitter?
What? This is the first time I actually ran into any issues with Steam and not recognizing my Xbox wireless controller. So that's not good.
That does sucks. The game support the Xbox wireless
it
controller?
It does. It's just not configured correctly to find the correct product ID number. So I have to go in and hack the game to make my controller work. Not a happy camper, am I?
That's
game hacking.
So, I mean, this is, I think I've downloaded something like, I don't know, 14 games, 15 games, and this is the first one that I've had issues with. So I'm not crazy upset about it, but this is easily my ultimate favorite game from this current generation of games that I've stayed up until hours in the middle of the night playing. And I have to hack the game to get my controller to work. So
that sucks.
Sounds super annoying to me.
You still haven't added me on Steam.
Is there a spot for friend requests? Like,
you still haven't done that? That was like months ago. You're like, what's your Steam?
No.
Yeah, you never gave it to me.
Yes, I did.
Still?
I gave it to you.
You never. No, you didn't. You didn't actually. You just said it was like Eric.
It's Eric M. Hunter. It's
how do I here? I'll do it, Eric.
I tell you what, I'm friends with Tom Hall.
Are
and
you?
Ryan from RetroWare TV.
Son of a.
We boy. Played some. We played some Team Fortress 2 a couple days ago.
Ah,
yeah. And I went to play it again today, and apparently I gotta pay for stuff. Not playing that game anymore.
What do you mean pay for stuff?
PC gaming. Ushering in the age of microtransactions. Way to go.
It's telling me to pay for some stupid tour ticket. And I'm like...
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, but I can't play Man vs. Machine without it.
Yeah, you unlock it through normal play.
Okay, what's normal play then?
Like, just play a deathmatch, team deathmatch, capture the flag.
I don't want to do that.
Items and stuff drop.
Like, I'm going to drop you.
New guns, hats.
My foot in your face.
I'll... Foot your
it's face. Getting real.
Yeah, we're all gonna kill each other.
It's getting real.
Oh, I found you.
Did you find me? Okay.
Ooh.
You're online, ad friend.
Oh, I just got a message. New invite. Richard Nixon. What?
You just told everybody to Steam me.
That's fine.
Yeah, no. Friend me up on Steam, Eric M. Hunter. I want to play games. Yeah.
Nintendo legend. I may not play games with you, but I'll be friends with you.
I will Richard play Nixon. Games with you.
Jadme?
Yes, I... Yes! God.
Now, he says yes tonight, but check again a few months from now. Just to be sure. Just double check. He's tried this before.
I have no idea what that means. Oh, you know what, Jason? You know what? That's fine. You know what?
I messaged him through Steam.
There you go. Boom.
Hmm.
Boom.
There we go.
Right. Hey, I got a shout out this week.
Oh yeah, we should do those.
Like a legit. We should wrap like this up. Like a legit shout out, not cool. Just a shout out to Jason Lamb, but a legit shout out. So I want to shout out to Mr. Eric Hoffer. You can find him at Frog Rules 84. Rules is with Z. RULEZ. He contacted me a couple days ago. Looking for some Link to the Past tips, and he didn't know where the Tempered Master Sword was or how to get it. So that either means that he's awesome and he beat the game just with the regular Master Sword, or he's lame and he's never beat the game. So I'm just going to throw it out there. What the hell is this? DOTA2, what's that? I don't want to.
DOTA2.
I don't know what that is.
Don't. It's for fans.
It says accept gift or decline gifts.
I accept it, but I haven't tried it yet, to be honest.
I'll accept.
I've heard it's totes popular.
Totes McGoats.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Totes McGoats.
Eric Hoffer, Frog Rolls 84. Pretty cool guy. Check him out.
It is astounding how many retro gamers named Eric there are. It is strangely disproportionate.
I know of one.
Well, we just added a new writer to the site, Eric Vole, doing top 10 lists for us, which I know Hunter may not be happy about, but Woody Man does good work. It's good stuff.
I already got another invite. This is awesome.
Whoa.
I'm going to do some shout-outs. I'm going to shout out to
I fear doing this because he's mocking me both on YouTube and Twitter. The dancing panda, Daniel.
So you're going to be a hypocrite and reward his behavior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
Yeah. Whatever. I'll give a shout out to my girlfriend as well. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Hey, happy birthday.
She'll never say this, but happy birthday.
Oh, no, that's cool, man. Happy birthday.
Oh, she just yelled thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey.
She has no idea who we are.
No.
We're just a bunch of creepy strange people that come into your house once a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that sounds so appropriate. The funny thing is, I was actually going to shout out the Dancing Panda on Twitter. Drop the G, so it's THEDANCINPANDA, the Dancing Panda. I wasn't going to say who it was, but yeah, it's Daniel, so we're shouting him out. And one piece of business to get out of the way, official, actual podcast business. We are now out of interlude artists to feature. We have gone through the entire list of applicants. So, listeners, if you yourself are or happen to know any chiptune, nerdcore, or otherwise retro gaming appropriate musicians, please let us know. You can email us at podcast@onemorecastle.com, which you can also always email us discussion questions or even retro showdown suggestions or just general comments too. And on onemorecastle.com, at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link to free publicity for nerdcore musicians. There's a form to apply there. So again, if you are an appropriate musician or know of anyone, spread the word, because we love featuring the cool music on here. We encourage people to keep downloading those tracks on the podcast page. Support these artists. They do good work. So there you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like music. And remember, listeners.
What are we remembering?
What are we remembering?
Who am I?
You are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.